This is November the 6th, 1994. Greetings, Doris.
That's Andy, Jay. I want to clear some things up that are real misperceptions and misconceptions and misrepresentations, etc., traveling around. Now, we all know that Betty left. In the wake of that has been the most incredibly painful experience we have encountered. I know who, how, and what has taken place. I wanted to confront that this morning, but we have guests, and I think probably airing laundry in public may not be the thing to do. On the other hand, we don't have a group here as such, and maybe airing things that are on our hearts is the very thing to do. I don't know. I'll ponder that a minute. I want everybody in here, please, to understand that this is not for pretension's sake. It has come back to me that I am absolutely extravagant and pretentious to bring these cakes and things down here. People are so gracious to me. They send DJ and I sometimes a dollar and a half or something in a letter. Dave Overton sends a little bit every month. This is the man with the gold. I don't have any way to share that with anybody. And it seemed like this was all I could do. So I want everybody in here to know that I am not living extravagantly. These are the gifts that people share. I am not living in my home. I'm living in a home that is owned and belongs to, quite frankly, the Millers. And I am so grateful. And I'm so tired of confronting these things across from lawyers in a court of law, and it sounds so awful. So many of you contributed, as it turns out, and I didn't know. Right down through Karen, I think, put $7,000 into my house. And I just think it's terrible, the bitterness. Ones have literally, you know, complained about the nitpicking and the bitterness. And from time to time, I've come in here before. I don't think anybody understands, and nobody is supposed to understand, and I'm not asking for understanding. But I'm telling you, when you start on my kids, I've had it. And so the next thing that comes back is only my kids that receive anything. And then the next breath is, well, Rick moved from a two-bedroom house into a three-bedroom house. As a matter of fact, I think that's wonderful. He thought he could do some hydroponic and French gardening. Rick is not my son. I love him like he is. And then it comes back, Karen moved. Karen is getting married. Karen is not my daughter either. And then comes Diane. Oh, well, now they're buying a lot and they're building a house or something. Number one, I don't know where the lot is, but these children, Diane has over $40,000 personal money in the company. And Jack is working in Los Angeles. They have money left from a home they sold in Park City, Utah, which is high rent district. If they don't invest their money in some kind of a home, they will lose it to the IRS. And the house they're living in sold. They are evicted. They are moving, and at this present time probably, into a little two-room apartment in the old apartment complex where Diane used to live. Tiny little thing. I just want it cleared up, please. My children have supported us to the tune of, I can't even tell you how much, but all the utilities. And I just hope that this doesn't come up again, please. Now, the thing with Betty is very painful. Those letters, and Paul, I want you to know this, those letters are already being dispersed by George Green.
What?
And I find that very, very difficult. Now, these are things that can be taken up elsewhere, but I think we don't think what we're doing when we're doing it or saying it. And I'll subside. I just want you to know that this is from my heart. And these are people who care about what we're doing. And it's for all of you. And they don't know how to get it to all of you either. So I was going to just say, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's causing trouble. And then I thought about it again. And Princeton kind of likes cake and so forth. So I thought, this is silly. I'm not going to play that game. We enjoy a little bit of camaraderie and we need it. And that's about all we get. And before I leave, I would like to say that tonight it's going to be, we need 3 volunteers to do some taping because there's going to be an alien program, all of these things coming on at 7, and a double issue of X-Files and 60 Minutes, and I don't know how in the world I'm going to get them all taped and watched.
Doris, there's also sightings at 6:00.
Well, you're responsible, Al. Well, there goes supper and everything, guys.
We've been off the record a few seconds. The commander's ready to greet him in light.
Well, we're not quite ready. Burrow tied behind me. So we have to settle it down a little bit. Every now and then, each one of you has a need to express. And what you must understand is that you also need to share. And then things don't get into such botched up situations and become painful. By not being a group, you end up having to confront these things basically alone. Because you haven't learned to be community so that you don't get labeled falsely. And yet you daresn't even trust. This is what is built into your society today. You daresn't trust. And the moment that you trust, that one you trusted fails you. These are all testings. It's all a time of sorting. Ones are never held anywhere against their will. And we're coming into a time where you're going to have to better understand my position. Ones want to consider me because I come in the light of God and in service only unto that God. And I said that God because you want to believe that there's nothing else out there that can hurt you once you've got that God under your belt some way. You don't know who that God is, number one. Number two, you have been lied to for so many, many eons of time, years, 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 thousands of them, millennia. And suddenly, I'm supposed to come in 30 seconds or less, according to Tom Valentine, tell you the secrets of the universe. When I can't even get past the fact that Paul, Saul of Tarsus, named Jesus, in Greece, after the teacher was gone. Blasphemy! We believe that every word of the Holy Bible is true. Well, I come in light, and I come as a host in preparation for the return. Now hold your pants. Of God to reclaim his church. Who is head of his church in that interim period of time that might want to shut me up and get rid of you? That's why we don't have any groups. How can they come down here and single you out for sitting over here having a tea party and visiting? I'm going to have this meeting whether you're here or not, because my people really need it. It has been a miserable 2 weeks for my people that work with me every minute of every day. The Crown of England is the head of the church. Do you like that? I don't. Not the Holy Father in Rome, the Pope. He is a Jewish, Masonic, labeled puppet. The head who sits on the throne of England is the head of the Church of Jesus Christ, as erroneously labeled. British. Brit, covenant, ish, Israeli terms, Hebrew terms for covenant of man. You don't like it? I don't like it either. Well, let's all go to war. I serve God. I do not serve war. And any of you who are fortunate enough to begin to watch a series on the Bible had better pay close attention. It would be good to get a set of those tapes for this group. And I said group. You are sitting in here and I'm speaking to a group of people. And I'm not going to play their stupid games to that extent. I've already had to change the language. And I've already had to have my people answer for it in a court of law. Thrust at them by a constitutional attorney who sits on the board of Restore the Constitution. I won't get Gene Dixon started on that absolutely crazy bunch of legal shenanigans going on. He'll have a heart attack. These are things that have to be confronted, and these are things that each individual person has to think about before you act. What are the repercussions of what you do? How you aid and abet anything, that is called treason. And when it comes in action against your own, either your businesses, your friends, your people, your citizenship, it is treason. Betrayal. But I didn't intend to betray. Intentions pave the road to hell, my friends. Especially good intentions. It's a serious, serious game. Serious game. But the intent of my wanting you to watch this series, and most of you, some of you won't get it. It's on Arts and Entertainment. And I don't have a schedule, and I have not bothered to look, and this could have been the last issue. But it was on a violent God, a warring God, a hateful, vengeful God. And I'm so glad that they've done it. It isn't the first time. It's been around a long time. This good old God of yours that they write about all the way back, who makes war and destroys entire villages of people at the sword, is bullshit. creator. And if you think God is, because you pronounce yourself to be good and godly, is going to take your side and make it come out your way just because you asked, you're full of it. And if you want to hear that, then go over to the Orthodox churches and listen to it. Because don't come here where you got funny ETs. I'm not going to lie to you. I am not going to lie to you. Am I against the churches? Am I against all churches? Am I against people? I am against nothing. I even like my enemies. They give me opportunity to give you lessons. I've got to land on that place. My crew has got to come aboard your landing field. You're nothing but a spaceship. A badly, badly run one. You are a warship. And you're bringing that confounded war out into space, and it's not going to be tolerated. And no, I don't have to lift a finger or even give you a thought wave to zap you. You are going to do it to each other. I think the best thing to do, EJ, is just to read what I've written. I'm not here to scare people, and I certainly am not here to scare our new guests. For goodness sakes, don't judge my yelling and ranting as something that goes on all the time. It only goes on 99.9% of the time. But I'll tell you, you'll walk away from here shaking your head, and it's not so far-fetched as it might have seemed as you heard about it. I have radio communication. It's absolutely pulsed Morse code, if you want to put it that way.
Sunday, November 6, 1994. Where go the days so quickly? Ones speak of time speeding up, and how can it be? And even the scientists who know better try to come up with how, why, what, who, and on and on. If there is no time nor space in reality, obviously nothing is speeded up except your perception. When you begin to count your days, as a for instance, by sequence of events or by events, then you will be coming into realization of what is truly going on about you. How can you know everything? You probably can't, or at the least won't, because in a controlled world where information is offered only when desired, and that which is offered is tainted, you won't. Knowing itself is spiritual, for you can know God while knowing nothing else. However, if you pay attention and find the truth, i.e. contact, spotlight, and other excellent resources, it is and will continue to be for a while available to you. Most will simply shut eyes and ears and refuse to learn because the pain and responsibility is too great to accept. The facts are, however, that people do want truth, and once past the incredible nature of the facts and resource for sharing, it will be found that man very much wants truth and resents the lies. Until one can see a way to impact positively his plight, he will continue to deny. It has ever been this way. It also turns out that the messengers who were denied, bashed, and crucified are conveniently forgotten as well. Then it is a fact that always the adversary will start to change the facts, alter the truth, change names, or simply create new ones, and the lies are inserted wherein truth lay, and the cycle is continued. Does contact ever make errors? Of course. Contact is nothing save presentation of a compiled grouping of information, by very human beings. So too is Spotlight, which also bears many, many advertisers. Contact may well have to move to the same format as time passes in order to remain viable. Your perception and discernment will have to become even more acute. Let me show you an example of how lies get substituted for truth. Recent lawsuits. In recent months, there has been much offered on, say, Walter Russell. It is noted that we have spoken of the matter often, but have been ordered by the court to speak nothing derogatory in nature about the University of Science and Philosophy. What is derogatory? Is truth derogatory? Well, we have to assume so because the threats flow back at least once per paper, which refers to the issue at all. So please allow a small example which is neither pro nor con to the issues. Dr. Binder of US&P issued a letter denying almost everything we have mentioned about subjects, even regarding Walter and Lau Russell. Dr. Binder sent a blanket letter denying all sorts of things, and most of them had no importance at all, other than the facts dispute the speakings, regardless of what is wished or desired. Dr. Binder, for instance, argued that I had lied about the relationship of one's Walter and Lau. He stated that Walter had been free of his prior marriage of some 12 years or so prior to a relationship with Lau. I don't remember exactly, and it matters not. And because it matters not, I have chosen this very example. Now, this is nobody's business, I suppose, but it does seem to indicate that other statements might well be incorrect also. Further, you would think that the president of the very organization trying to put Dharma away for contempt of court would have accurate information. The facts are that Walter was twice over old enough to be Lau's father, and he had been married to a woman for over 52 years. I believe the story is. Well, let me show you something interesting. Russell seeks divorce. New York Times, July 9th, 1948. Noted sculptor, painter, faces cross suit in Reno. Special to the New York Times. Reno, Nevada, July the 8th. Walter Russell, New York sculptor and painter, filed suit for divorce today against Mrs. Helen A. Russell, charging cruelty. Later in the day, Mrs. Russell filed a cross-complaint, also charging cruelty. Mr. Russell, who has studios in Carnegie Hall and Washington, Connecticut, was a well-known painter long before he began in 1927 to devote the larger part of his time to sculpture. In his youth, he was an illustrator for New York magazines. In the Spanish-American War, he was an artist and correspondent for Century Magazine. And at one time, he specialized in child subjects. He painted portraits of the children of President Theodore Roosevelt. As a sculptor, he has made busts of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, Thomas Edison, Ossip Gabrielowitsch, Thomas J. Watson, Sir Thomas Lipton, and Victor Herbert. Mrs. Russell is the former Miss Helen Andrews. And...
get this one. Hearken to the date.
The other one was July the 8th. This one is July the 31st, 1948. Same year. The New York Times. Walter Russell marries. Artist and sculptor weds Mrs. Lau C. Stebbing in Nevada. Reno, Nevada, July the 30th. Associated Press. Walter Russell, artist, sculptor, and physicist, and Mrs. Lau C. Stebbing of New York were married last night on Geiger Lookout between Reno and Virginia City. The ceremony was performed by the Reverend Robert Caswell, pastor of the Reno Unity Center. Mr. Russell married Helen Andrews on January the 10th, 1893. His first wife received a divorce here 2 weeks ago. The bride, who was born in England, is the former wife of Lionel Stebbing. The couple left on an automobile tour of the Pacific Northwest. Is there something rather strange here? No, typical. In the first place, there is full dispute to be gained by the items published. That is, either the articles are slightly incorrect, or Walter Russell became a bigamist on July 30, 1948, by not waiting a full series of legal weeks in passage between events. What difference? None to me. By the way, the Helen Andrews Russell family was just a bit upset and are not exactly the prime or proud owners of any connections with US&P, which, by the way, was founded, owned, run, and orchestrated by Lau. Is this bad? No, I think she was a very new age female women's liberation thinker and actor.
I better interrupt here because this will come back to get us too. You see, think before you write. In those days, you had to go and live in Nevada. I believe if I checked the records, it'd be 6 weeks or something. But then you could file for divorce on the end of that sixth week, and your divorce became final immediately, which would allow Walter Russell not to have been a bigamist. On the other hand, it certainly would indicate that he had a whirlwind romance immediately that day starting, or something had been going on for 12 years. Now, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to clear up that statement.
What I do not understand is the all-out denial of such fact by one suing us for false and plagiarized material. Prince Charles's visit to the United States, along the same lines, and this is only hearsay, for I have not attended news press gossip. However, when Prince Charles arrived in California for a viewing of Frankenstein, he was given the usual and typical coverage befitting a prince in scandal. But it is interesting that what has come back here is that he, one, came from Virginia after having made some stops of personal and business nature, and two, he was jokingly asked if his visit had anything to do with Halloween. Halloween? Virginia? Just checking. Prince Charles, it is said, laughed and quipped that Halloween was his favorite holiday and that he looked forward to seeing the opening of Frankenstein. Does anything here have anything to do with anything? I don't know, nor do I think it wise to speculate. I will note, however, that it was interesting to note that Dr. Binder denied things which were never stated in the first place by contact. Whatever was written in contact was secondhand from eyewitnesses and certainly inferred nothing save by reported observations. We are also told that he was honored at Brookings Institute. Is this true? I am not going to sort your reading material or the Associated Press clippings, for they are almost always incorrect. Further, I don't care. I do not, however, know how to report reports without reporting them to inquiring minds. Why would such information as above be of any interest at all? Hard to tell, is it not? Word also comes back from persons wishing to remain anonymous that Charles was seen with entourage entering Swannanoa Palace grounds in Virginia. Am I making statements regarding this matter? No. I am not, nor do I care where royalty goes while being groveled to in your nation. Perhaps the press is out to get them too. I feel compassion for the recipients of these terrible references, and I find it strange, in addition, that Diana goes home from the United States and Charles immediately shows up in the United States. What is with the United States and the royal crown of the Brit, Covenant, Ish of Man, Empire? The monarch of Britain is the accepted head of the church until God returns to reclaim it. No, not the Pope in Rome, for he is but an Israeli symbol of Freemasonry. Am I just making all of this up to confuse you nice inquiring minds? No, we just don't have time to write it all at once. The U.S. is now recognized as the homeland of Israel, quote Dershowitz, the attorney, and England is British Israel. Have I gone bonkers? Maybe, but the historical truth and records in total documentation are available, or I would not be spouting off about it. Does Dorma just want to spread all this news? No, she certainly does not. She is a willing secretary, not a stupid fool. What is happening? Well, it is easy to see, but forbidden to repeat. However, a headline from the New Federalist reads, quote, "Scandals shake British throne." Now, readers, I am not smug enough to believe that my input has such impact on anything. That article goes on to state, "Financial elites see House of Windsor facing terminal crisis." Do I believe all this? No. Don't be silly, readers. The New World Order is going to take over everything. But unfortunately, the rulers remain the same, with possible exceptions, as the top committees vie for power and kingdomship. Far be it from me to spoil your bed-hopping watching. Then, right across the paper page is all these drug crimes becoming an election issue. Why? No one has to longer worry about anything spilling out of Reagan, even for old time's sake. Poor Ronald Reagan. Yesterday, an announcement which would have been big news in bold print if it had been announced, if it had been announcing a nice new war, broke. Quote, "Reagan has Alzheimer's disease and can't remember a thing." Well, Ron, I would guess, friend, that you may be well on your way to freedom of sorts.
That's Ron Jackson.
Didn't you wonder how they would cover up good old Ronald Reagan and still give paid-for Limbaugh a break today? It will be that Mr. Reagan will not be sane enough to face any such scandals as murder and monarch programming with the involvement of babies and children. What of babes and murder? "You were wrong, Hatton," came the tauntings to Dharma, as if she had pronounced some evil magic curse upon the people. "How so?" I said. "At Halloween, to watch and attend your children, that many would be missing." Many are missing. I said that some of the missing children would be found involved with and by one celebrating Halloween as a favorite holiday here and there. Halloween is the day of celebration for Satan, that and May 1st and 3rd. When the two missing boys were found in the lake having been murdered by their mother is when the curse came back on me. Then the child whose mother covered up while a stepfather beat the child to death was also thrown at me. Forget it, readers. What of the three children in Washington, D.C., where the mother was even caught selling the children to a suspected satanic group? So, it never made the papers a second time, or the news. How many other situations do you suspect were similar, being conveniently buried from the news by such as a mother drowning her babies? And readers, how many mothers would just up and drown their babies? Is not something wrong here? No, I don't want to talk further about it. Let's talk about the weather. When all other topics fail, you can always go back and prattle over the weather. Well, funny you should mention that. What of the weather? Floods in France, Spain, and you name it, while California, southern, is not even registering on this year's scale for rain quantity, and part of the rainy season is already past. I would ask to share with you again Dr. Peters' work on audio letter number 71, recorded on January the 29th, 1982. Dr. Peter died March the 14th, 1987, after having his family threatened with murder if he didn't shut up. He did, but they still took him out. This is from a reprint from the Wisconsin Report of 2/11/82. It is also the best source for Dr. Peter's material. Wisconsin Report Publishing Company, 18310 Bennington Drive, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53045. Or Post Office Box 45, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53008-0045. And what about this Peter Beter? Let me share an insert regarding him in the Wisconsin Report from October the 27th, 1994. Quote, "Peter David Beter, received an Outstanding Achievement Award, Service to God and Country, from the Wisconsin Legislative and Research Committee at their 1980 Annual Convention and 1979 Distinguished Christian American Patriot Award. Dr. Beter was a doctor of jurisprudence, author of the book Conspiracy Against the Dollar, intelligence specialist, practiced general law, Washington, D.C. from 1951 through 1961, became a member of the U.S. Court of Military Appeals, 1952, and of the Supreme Court, 1954, appointed to U.S. Export-Import Bank by John F. Kennedy, Who's Who in the East, International Financial Legal Consultant, and Private Development in Zaire, Africa, and more. Editor's note from Virginia Meaves. Please remember that the reason that Dr. Beter gave us all the information about weather modification, genetic engineering, instruments of warfare, etc., was to prepare us for the days ahead, to help us understand. Dr. Beter.
And so that you will understand, he's on my side now, kicking me in the fanny, reminding me over and over again. I gave it to them, and they kept it from them. Get that information. You have to have it.
Topic number one. In his famous Liberty or Death speech of March 1775, Patrick Henry said some words that have taken on new meaning in our modern age. He said, quote, "Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms." Hatton's comment, care to argue? Today, February 1982, voices in Washington talk of keeping the peace. But today, even more than in Patrick Henry's day, the cries of peace are a sham. A secret war is underway, and this month, unprecedented gales have swept in from the north as part of that secret war. For the United States as a whole, January 1982 has been the most severe in history. Records for low temperatures have been broken by wide margins in countless places from the Canadian border to Florida. There has been blizzard piled on blizzard to paralyze even the northern states who are accustomed to snow. And in vast areas of the southern United States, there have seen historically unprecedented blasts of sub-zero Arctic air, snowstorms, sleet storms, freezing rain, bitter cold. That has been the story for the eastern two-thirds of the United States this January. Meanwhile, the West Coast has primarily faced a different problem. Spells of incredible rainstorms causing giant mudslides and many deaths. And caught in between, the Rocky Mountain states have had their own unique problem. There have been violent windstorms with winds in some areas more powerful than most hurricanes. Only a few days ago, winds reached an awesome 140 miles per hour in northern Colorado. The National Weather Service of the United States has come up with a popular nickname for the repeated invasions of Arctic air this winter. They are calling it the Siberian Express, and with good reason. Northern Siberia in the Soviet Union is one of the coldest regions on the face of the earth. That is exactly where the supercooled air has been coming from to spill across North America. And my friends, it has been directed here by weather modification techniques. Russia's basic weapons for massive weather modification are still, as I reported nearly 2 years ago in audio letter number 54, the Russians used two legs of their secret space triad of manned strategic weapons. One leg is their fleet of cosmospheres, which levitate in the Earth's electromagnetic field. Using their beam weapons, they are able to guide storm systems by altering the electrical charges in the upper atmosphere. And to set off certain types of storms, the Russians use another leg of their secret space triad, that is, their complex of moon bases. The enormously powerful particle beam weapons on the moon can be fired into the ocean to set off storms. Squadrons of cosmospheres then take advantage of natural weather forces to build up and guide these artificial storms. I described the process in detail in audio letter number 54, so will not repeat it again now. As I revealed at that time, the Russians began using these new weather war techniques against the United States that month, February 1980. The Kremlin was counterattacking against the Carter administration grain embargo against Russia. The Bolsheviks here were trying to use their old favorite weapon, hunger, against the Russia they used to control. Russia's new rulers responded with weather control designed to reduce our crops. And in February 1980, that took the form of incredible rainstorms lashing agricultural areas. Hatton says, sound familiar yet? Of Southern California and Arizona, the Carter administration grain embargo continued through the summer of 1980.
Let's hold up right there a second. I want you to be aware that this has been one of the best grain years that your nation has had. It's unfortunate that you don't have enough ways to store it, to hold it over. But what just happened last year and the year before, the entire Midwest was flooded out, remember? Now, why would it be coming in these sequences? Several things happened. All of the land, you see, you're in a land grab situation. The government, the New World Order, is taking all the land and all your property. You don't, no matter what you think about owning a piece of property, anything that can be taken for lack of payment of taxes is owned by whoever collects the taxes. And don't you forget it for one minute. All they've got to do on that land, if it's farmland, is strategically place endangered species. They can get you if you overfeed. Get this. If you overfeed and care for wild endangered species, you're damaging them. On the other hand, if you chase them off of your property, you are endangering them. So they've got you either way, and God help you if you're a farmer and you run over one of the little rats. And I mean it literally, rats. They will then confiscate your land. All lands flooded out are immediately now declared wetlands, which immediately brings them back under the government. Is very subtle. Well, it isn't even subtle anymore. But you have to keep up or you'll miss it. It's like the gun control, the Brady Bill, the whatever. You are going to find when you read the orders and the law that it includes everything, including air guns, except pistols. They'll get those next go round. In Brady Bill 2. Do you need guns? I don't think so. It helps to defend yourself, I assume. But it basically gets you killed. And God does not have to function by violence. Neither does his team. We'll get into that at some other point. But I wanted to remind you of what they're about.
Better pause to turn the tape